Jesus showed men what it takes to lead and succeed in life. It's never easy, but it's always worth it. Join us on our epic journey of faith as we follow Jesus, the blueprint for men. A long time ago, in an island far away, my best friend Sean and I were completely lost. Now, we're guys, so it's okay to be lost, right? We're not too worried about it. But as the sun started to set, the jungle got dark. And Sean and I looked at each other and we realized we were in trouble. You see, what started out as a fun, hey, let's bike our way all around Saipan on our mountain bikes had turned into, we are lost in the middle of the jungle with no food, no water, and no flashlights. What are we going to do? Well, we had been hacking our way through the vines, and on the map it looked like maybe a quarter of a mile of jungle, but when we got to it, the wall of green just stopped us dead in our tracks. I mean, can you imagine trying to haul mountain bikes through a jungle with vines and bushes and tree branches, and it was just awful. One guy had the machete, and the other guy was just hauling the bikes up, and it took us 30 minutes to go 5 or 10 yards. Well, pretty soon after getting into the jungle, we decided to try to go up a hill. Maybe we could climb a tree and see where the road was. And once we got up there, we couldn't see anything. We were like, maybe the map was wrong, or maybe the road isn't where we thought it was. And we didn't really know anything except that we were completely lost. And as the sun set, it got dark under those trees and bushes really fast. So Sean and I decided to drop the bikes off and just try to get out ourselves. And so we hiked through the jungle, crawling over stuff, underneath things, getting cut with branches. We got stung by these paper wasps all the time, and we finally made it out to the cliffs that overlook the ocean. But there was no light there either. The moon wasn't up, the stars were really dim, and we were jumping from rock to rock on this volcanic rock that's really, really sharp, and you could hear the water way down, and we had no idea if that shadow was a hole that went down 2 feet or 20 feet. And then finally off in the distance, we saw these two bright beams of these flashlights. Now, it's really embarrassing, but Sean's wife, Barbara, had called the cops because she knew we had probably gotten lost. And so they came to where the road ended, and they were calling for us and had their flashlights, and we heard them whistling, and so we started yelling, hey, we're over here, help, help. Oh, it was so embarrassing. Well, the cops finally found us, and using their flashlights, it was really easy to find our way out of the jungle, and these guys looked at us like, you guys must be morons. I mean, they had no idea that we both had college degrees and were teachers and loved to talk about ideas and read books, because they were like, did you guys bring water or food or flashlights? And sheepishly we said, no, we didn't think we would need them. Well, at the time I was frustrated because I was stung and dehydrated and hot and embarrassed, and we failed. We never biked around the island. But looking back, man, that was one of the best memories I had in Saipan. It was a great adventure. When's the last time you lived an adventure? You know, Jesus said, I've come to give people life and life to the full. What he's saying is, I've come to give you an adventure. But many times when we think about the Christian walk, we think about the duties. We think about the disciplines. We think about all the stuff we're supposed to be doing. And if we're honest, sometimes, as Christians, we agree with the world and say, you know what, you guys have all the fun because we're doing the right thing. And that's just wrong. One of my favorite Bible stories is the story of Abraham. And just think about how the story starts. Abraham's in the city, he's successful, he's living with his family, and all of a sudden God shows up and says, go. And Abraham says, where? And God doesn't give him an answer. He just says, go. You see, that is the call to adventure. That's the call to just jump in. God says, go. That's what he said to Moses and the children of Israel. He led them through the Red Sea and out into the middle of the wilderness. And they had no idea, how are we going to get food? How are we going to get water? How are we going to have shelter? What are we going to do? And God said, just go. You see, God calls all of us, especially us men, into a life of adventure. But you got to let go to go. In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Open the door so I can come in." And this is crazy. What does he want to do with us when he comes in? Does he want to clean our house? Does he want to discipline us? Does he want to punish us? Does he want to make us do chores? No, he says, "I want to come in and eat with you." Guys, we love to eat, right? We love good food. And Jesus says, "I want to eat with you. I want to be with you." Earlier in Revelation 3, Jesus is talking about the last day church, and he says, "You guys are so lukewarm, I just want to spit you out. I want to vomit you because you're not in, you're not out, you're not hot, you're not cold. You're just pathetic because you won't commit." You see, sometimes as guys, that word commit kind of scares us because, you know, I'm not sure if I want to commit to this woman, or I don't know if I want to commit to this job, or what about this decision? And we like to second guess and wait and look for maybe something better's coming down the road. But the life of manhood is a life of commitment. Think about the things that you have committed to in your life. Maybe a relationship or a career or an ideal, whatever it is, just think about that thing. Was it worth it? What did you have to sacrifice to stay committed? Jordan Peterson says that commitment and sacrifice are the same thing. Because whatever it is, if you're not willing to sacrifice, that just means you're not committed. And so when Jesus says, "You're lukewarm," what he's saying is, you're not committed. You are not all in. Now here's the thing. You can't have adventure if you're not committed. Because adventure requires sacrifice. It requires the sacrifice of security, the sacrifice of what you know for the unknown, the sacrifice of safety for danger. And that's what God wants to give you. But if you're not willing to commit, you're going to live a boring, lukewarm, pathetic Christian life, void of adventure and power and transformation. It's going to be pretty miserable. You know, it actually would be better if you were an unbeliever. And that's what Jesus said. Be cold or hot, but don't pretend like you're committed. In the New Testament, when Jesus calls the Pharisees hypocrites, that Greek word hypocrite means actor. He's like, you're playing church, but you're not really in. The fourth principle of discipleship is to ask and receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit every morning. First thing after you come to Jesus and as you're spending unrushed time with him, you say, "God, I want a baptism of the Holy Spirit." Now, the cool thing about baptism, if you study in the Bible, it's an immersion. Jesus came up out of the water. Baptism isn't like a sprinkling. God doesn't want to just give you a little bit of blessing. He doesn't want to sprinkle you with the Holy Spirit. He wants to dunk you in. He wants you coming up soaking wet and sopping and spittering and sputtering because you are all in. You see, baptism is a physical symbol of commitment, of sacrifice. It's a symbol of adventure. I mean, think about it. To be baptized, what do? You have to let go of yourself and let somebody else tip you backwards. You can't control it. And that's the thing about an adventure. You can't control an adventure. He tips you backwards or she tips you backwards and you go under the water into a place of danger and excitement. Now, we've all been under the water before, and some of us it's scarier than for others, but if you stay there a little too long, that can freak anybody out. But then because it's a baptism with God, he pulls you up and you're like, "Oh my goodness, I did that. I let go. I fell back. I went into the darkness. I went into the adventure and I came out and now I'm different." Now, maybe your baptism wasn't that cool. Maybe you just did it because that's what everyone else was doing in elementary school, or maybe it was a really powerful spiritual experience. But whether you've gone through it or not, the message is the same. God is calling you to be all in. And when you pray that prayer and say, "God, please baptize me with the Holy Spirit," you're saying, "I want to be all in. I want to live that adventure." Now, I've been reading this great book by Pastor Mark Batterson called Chasing the Wild Goose. And in Ireland, one of the words that they have to describe the Holy Spirit is the wild goose. Now, I've all heard of a wild goose chase where you're just kind of running around. You have no idea where you're going. It's not predictable. And the ancient Irish and Batterson are saying that's what it's like to chase God. It's not predictable. I was at a school the other day and I heard one of the kids talk about the Christian life and how boring it is. And I was like, man, so many people agree with you. But that's because they're looking at a fake Christian life. You see, a real Christian life, a committed Christian life, a sacrificial Christian life is a life of adventure. Because you don't know what God's going to call you to do. He might call you to raise the dead, like Peter did, and Elisha, and Elijah. He might call you to free the slaves, like Moses did. He might call you to be in charge of a prison, like Joseph, or to stand before the king, like Esther, or to fight a giant, like David, or go to the lion's den, like Daniel. You see, we read these ancient biblical stories and we say stuff like, man, these guys were so awesome. They did so many great things for God. How come God doesn't do that stuff for us now? But guys, God doesn't change. We've changed. We want to be like those great men and women of faith, but we're not committed. We're not willing to sacrifice. We're not all in. And so God says, hey, if you want this experience, then let me baptize you. Let go. Let me tip you back off of your balance, out of your comfort zone, and let me dunk you down into the water. Will it be scary? Oh, you bet it will be. But that's what makes it an adventure. There's an ancient King Arthur legend where the Knights of the Round Table went off to go find the Holy Grail, the cup of Christ. And so as these Knights of the Round Table went off to find this Holy Grail, each one had to answer an important question. Where do I look first? And what's interesting about this legend, each knight began his search where the forest was the darkest to him. And what that means is sometimes the way to begin your adventure or to chase something that's truly worthwhile, you've got to face your greatest fears. You've got to charge into that darkness. Guys, we're humans and we were not built to sit around. We were not built to be static. We were not built to hide. Men, we were built to fight. We were built to conquer. We were built to work. We were built for movement and action and adventure. And if you're not living your adventure, it's because there's a dark place in your life that you're not willing to go into. And God's calling you now to follow Him. He's calling you to get up off of the couch, to get up out of the pew, and to start living that life of adventure. And where's the darkest part of the forest for you? I don't know. What's the next step of your adventure? I don't know. But I know the key. The key is asking God for a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit every day and then believing that He gives you that gift. Because when you dunk yourself into the Holy Spirit and you let Him take over, when you let go and you get hot for God, when you are willing to sacrifice and commit and do whatever it takes, that's when the life of true adventure begins. And that's God's will for you. So ask for a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit today and start to live. God bless. God's blueprint for building epic men is Jesus. When men go all in for God, they change the world. That's why Blueprint for Men is dedicated to empowering men to base their lives on the example of Jesus. One practical way to do that is through the Morning Summit. A number one new release on Amazon, this 13-week small group challenge equips men with the team, plan, and tools they need to create solid morning habits that will transform their lives. Search Morning Summit Blueprint on Amazon today. Jesus is the blueprint for men, and He's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.